This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
1 week from today, the New York Yankees are playing at the Boogie Down on a Thursday afternoon against the Milwaukee Brewers. It will be Carlos Rodon against Freddie Peralta. 1 week from today, the New York Mets are in Houston. Very odd how the Mets and Yankees have reversed places from last year. The Mets opened at home against the Brewers.
That's true.
And the Yankees opened in Houston against the Astros with a debuting Juan Soto. But the Mets take on the Astros on opening day 1 week from today. One thing I find really weird but sort of exciting, the Mets are playing a spring training game tonight against the Houston Astros. And the Mets and the Astros are throwing out not their opening day lineups, certainly not with the Astros, but the Mets are basically throwing out what could be very close to their opening day lineup. So not only are they giving you the tease of the opening day lineup, they're doing it against the team that they're scheduled to play 1 week from today.
So who's not going to be the guy?
Honestly, the one thing that could look different is that the second baseman is Brett Beatty, and because the Astros are throwing Framber Valdez, a lefty, and there have been reports over the last few days that Luis Angel Acuna may make the team along with Brett Beatty, I would assume Acuna would get the start against the lefty Valdez. But other than that, Lindor 1, Soto 2, Alonso 3, Vientos 4, Nimmo back in left field 5, Marte at DH 6, Luis Torrens behind the plate, Beatty at second base, Tyrone Taylor 9th and center. Outside of Acuna for Beatty, I think, ladies and gentlemen, that's our opening day starting lineup against the Astros.
Yeah, interesting.
But one thing that I know is confusing is you forget where all these players went. We had a very long offseason. And so we realized that here at Evan and Tiki. That's why last August we debuted a new concept, a new game that would help inform the public and also hopefully entertain you and also test all of our knowledges. And it's a brand new game that we like to call New Team Who Dis. So for football season, we were like, where did all these guys go? So Sean and I competed in a little competition where we would be told a player and we'd have to try to remember what team that guy is on. Well, we're going to do it for baseball, especially with fantasy drafts this weekend, a week away from the start of the year. But I needed to recuse myself because my knowledge on this is way too good.
Yes.
So Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morash are our contestants in a game that we call New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
All right.
New Team Who Dis.
So the rules of the game is we will name a player, and each of you has a turn. So, Sean, we're going to start it off with you because Tiki and I flipped a coin. Mm-hmm. And so the first person, this guy's on a brand new team. I want to start easy with you. Let's start with Juan Soto. What team is Juan Soto on now?
Such an ass.
The New York Mets.
They're the freaking Mets.
Hey, you got it. One for one. I'm sorry, Tommy. Was that too easy giving him that? Should I give him another one, or was that? Are you okay with that troll?
Sure.
I'll allow it. It felt good.
Felt good. All right, Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah.
Harrison Bader.
The jack of all trades and the master of none. I'm going to say Harrison Bader is with the Texas Rangers. Damn it.
Harrison Bader signed a one-year, $6 million deal for the...
Milwaukee Brewers. Kansas City Royals.
Savannah Bananas.
Harrison Bader is with the Minnesota Twins. We were looking for Minnesota Twins.
I was close.
Now, we're starting with the category of former Mets and former Yankees. So, Tiki, why don't you name this guy? He was a reliever for the Mets last year. Let's see if Sean can get that guy.
Okay. Next up, reliever, Phil Maton.
Phil Maton. Key reliever for the Mets.
Maton.
We're looking for Maton.
First name, Phil.
Sean Morash.
The best part about this question is if you asked me what team, old team who it is, I would have forgot he was a Met. So that's right off the bat. Let me say, Phil Maton is now with the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's Lugie for the steal.
He was with the Tampa Rays. I'm going to say he is with the Boston Red Sox.
The answer we're looking for was the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals. Let's do a former Yankee. Want a little former Yankee action? This guy was a big part of the World Series. Tommy Kahnle. Tommy, what team is Tommy Kahnle now on? New team, who dis?
Tommy Kahnle is on the San Diego Padres.
Sean for the steal.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Are you just going to keep going, Milwaukee Brewers?
They have to have some 25 guys.
They had a quiet offseason, the Brew Crew.
Tommy Kahnle joined his good friend Gleyber Torres in Detroit with the Detroit Tigers.
I knew it.
Looking for the Detroit Tigers.
All right, ask me Gleyber Torres.
That's an easy one.
You already got an easy one. Yeah, you got one.
We already gave you an easy one. All right, how about this one? Let's do another former Yankee. Remember how much Sean liked that guy?
Yes, let's go to...
Oh, boy.
John, without an H, Bertie. John Bertie. Where is John Bertie?
It's amazing because I had this conversation with my dad driving on the Bell Parkway yesterday.
You got it?
To which we both replied, he's definitely a free agent. So I'm going to say he's a Milwaukee Brewer.
Oh, God. Chicago White Sox.
Oh, you're so close. Chicago Cubs.
Did he play?
Yes.
He just did. Oh, he played. Well, everyone's sleeping. No one watched the last couple
games.
He's playing for the Cubs.
All right, so far you guys are 0 for everything. I know you got Soto, but I don't know if we should count that. Yeah. Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah.
Former New York Met, Travis d'Arnaud. Travis d'Arnaud.
Travis d'Arnaud is a Sacramento, Los Angeles County of Las Vegas athletic. Damn it.
Sean Morash for the steal.
He was close.
He was close? I gave three cities.
He was close.
Okay, he's not a Dodger. Is he an Angel?
I'm sorry, the answer was the Angels!
Yes!
There you go! Travis d'Arnaud signed a two-year, $12 million contract. Let's see if they can get this one.
All right.
You think they'll get that one, Teak?
This one you better get.
All right. Who?
Former.
Yeah, whose turn is it right now?
I think it's mine.
It's Sean's turn. Go ahead, Sean.
Astro. Former New York Met.
All right.
Justin. The married to, what's her name?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. Verlander.
Verlander, huh?
New team, who dis?
Justin team? Verlander.
Is Justin Verlander on?
Diamondbacks.
Boy, this is, you are failing horribly at this game. Tommy Lugauer.
The right side of the country.
Okay, all right.
What side of the country are we in?
He said Diamondbacks.
Okay. Justin Verlander is... Oh, I got this one. Justin Verlander is a San Francisco Giant.
There you go. Tommy's on the board.
Really? Good for Verlander.
Very nice.
Somebody's got to take their money.
So it is 2-1 in favor of... It's really 1-1.
Yes, we saw it over
here. We'll count the Soto one. Yeah. This is for you, Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
Former New York Yankee. Former New York Met. Some called him the Kraken. New team who dis, where is Gary Sanchez?
Ooh, Gary Sanchez. I'm going to say Gary Sanchez is a Philly? Can I just point something out here?
What do you want to point out?
Okay. You see my hands here? I know we're on radio.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm hearing typing.
Oh, you think Sean is cheating?
No.
I'm not cheating.
He's giving out names. Let's be real here. You got Juan Soto, which is a layup, obviously. The game is designed for both of us to look like morons. It's okay.
No, you're typing. Everybody. Everybody
does it. I hear.
I'm not typing.
Okay.
Can I steal?
Because you got Darno right after I heard typing. I let that one
I got Darno right because you gave me that. I actually know the answer to this.
Yes.
Because it's an organization I mocked that did nothing but sign Gary Sanchez this offseason. He's a Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct. The Baltimore Orioles. And I do. Tiki just said something that I don't think you guys understand. We are a baseball town. People love baseball in this town. But we really pay attention to the Mets and the Yankees. Most people in the audience are like, I have no idea where Justin Verlander went. They're playing in their car.
Right.
And to say we're making you look stupid means you think that we're making them look stupid. No, we're trying to inform you in a fun, entertaining way.
He's cheating.
Now, if it's not fun and entertaining, our apologies.
No, he's cheating, though, guys.
I'm not cheating.
You're typing over there.
You're a baby, dude.
I'm a baby? You're cheating.
All right, Tommy, I'll give you a layup.
Thank you, Tiki.
Where is Alex Verdugo?
Walmart.
Good job. You were. Congratulations.
He doesn't have a team. Nailed Maybe he should be a pitcher.
Nailed it. You are right, Teague. Like, I'm starting to think that we have to lower kind of the players.
Yes.
So let's go. Let's just try to make this a little bit easier just to see. Tommy Lugauer, what team is Alex Bregman on? Team, who dis?
That would be the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's go.
All right. What team is Willie Adames on?
San Francisco Giants.
That's correct. All right. We got the confidence.
Nice. We're back.
All right. Give him this one. This is a good one because this guy could be a future Hall of Famer. So I'm curious if they know where this closer's at.
Ooh. Tell me where closer Kenley Jansen is.
This is for me?
Yes. Yeah, that's for you.
Kenley Jansen. Kenley Jansen is.
He's going to draft him in 5 days in fantasy.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, God.
You missed it already with.
Sean Moore asked for the steal.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, just at the same place. The answer we were looking for was the Angels of Anaheim. All right, this is the last one. And this is for you, Sean.
Yeah.
What's the score?
It is 3-2, Sean.
Got it.
So you need Sean to be wrong and you get the steal, and then we could all just say we won.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is someone that
I'll give you a half because you got Verdugo. So we can't have a tie.
It's true. You do get a half of
so
that.
3-2.5.
3-2.5. This is a guy that Yankee fans hate, okay? And this guy was not a free agent. He was traded somewhere. But I wonder if Yankee fans even know where he went. Gerrit Cole certainly remembers when this guy was rocking the baby because he thinks that Gerrit Cole's his son.
Naylor?
Josh Naylor is no longer on the Cleveland Guardians. New team who dis. Where's Josh Naylor, Sean?
Didn't he replace Christian Walker on the Diamondbacks?
Damn it, he did. God, he got that right. I thought he didn't know that. I was going to
Did you hear any typing? Dip?
How about his brother, Bo Naylor?
He's still on the Cleveland Guardians.
Damn it.
Are you trying to stump me with this?
I don't know.
There's a reason I didn't play this game, because I would have mopped the floor with either of your candy asses.
You wouldn't have known any one of those.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I think you would have known.
Are you crazy? I do a Rico 5 times a week.
And they talked about free agents for like 4 episodes in a row.
We'll never know, but I don't think you would have gotten even half of those. Right.
Are you
Tommy,
nuts?
I got to have Evans back here because I listen to these Ricos. I'm like, what in the bleep are you talking about? Evan and also Peter Hoffman.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Think about this. So the first time we played New Team Who Dis, we did this at the beginning of the football season. And I played against Sean because I actually love playing. I prefer to play in the game, and it was competitive. I ended up beating Sean, but it was a nice competition because I think we're similar. We're both fans, but we forget stuff during the offseason. I'm not doing an offseason Jets-Giants podcast. If I did, I'd probably have a little bit of an advantage because I'd be doing all these podcasts about every free agent in the world.
Yeah.
But when it comes to baseball, I got to excuse myself. Otherwise, I just heard you crying like a little baby about Sean. You'd be crying like a baby at me. Evan's cheating. He does too much research.
Evan. Tyro Estrada, quick.
That's a good one. Tyro Estrada was with the Giants, but where is he now?
What do you got to say now?
Yeah, tough guy.
I got to think about this. Hold on.
I do Rico 16 times a week. I can't play this
He's
game.
In the National League West still. Mm. The Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Coors Light line he can give you.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you're welcome.